Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the winning run is at second base with two out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner, here comes Knight and the Mets win it!
Now back to 95-7 the game.
And the Mets win it! And I bet you he laid out, Pasta. Do you have the full thing? I mean, I bet you he doesn't say another word.
He completely disappeared.
Ah, that's the way you do it. Don't need to. We always think it's about us. So I consult with a combat sports team out in New York, and I work with the broadcast team. And the one thing I tell these guys is, it's okay just to lay out. It's all right, and just to listen. Listen, less is always more. Be E.F. Hutton. When you talk, you want people to listen. It's sort of like the old theory when it comes to Hollywood and actors, right? You don't want to oversaturate yourself. Like Leonardo DiCaprio. When's the last time you saw him on a late night talk show? When's the last time you saw him on Kimmel?
He's got a movie right now, so hasn't he been making the rounds?
No, he doesn't. And that's just it. When he does do it, you're like, wow, okay. So it's along that sort of thinking. It's like, you don't necessarily need to ambush people as a play-by-play guy. And that's the amateurish. When you talk about your guy, Niehaus, oh my God, I used to listen to him and just like, please be quiet. All right. Should we get into the 49ers? Is there anything else you want to talk about when it comes to GOATs?
I mean, I'm enjoying this GOAT conversation, but, you know, if we want to talk about, you know.
Somebody's got Jake Moody missing a PAT in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. If we're going to talk GOATs, I mean, obviously with the Niners, it's Kyle Shanahan, right? I mean, that's two Super Bowls that the Niners have choked away under him, you know?
Shanahan!
Is that kind of up there, too? Or am I going a little too hard on Shanahan there?
I don't know
there?
If I can go GOAT there. I think that's...
I mean, the guy didn't have his... The team didn't know the overtime rules, Dan. Like, that absolutely falls on the head coach. And that's one that, until he does hoist that Lombardi, unfortunately, that is going to be a note on his legacy there. You know, it's the whole... You know, it's not just that. It's everything that led up to it, the being drunk at media night and the arrogance that comes with him and the fall flat in your face like that. It's just, yeah, it's hard not to be mad at Kyle Shanahan for the Niners' two Super Bowl losses. I'll say that. I think he's up there.
But at the end of the day, he's still one of the top five coaches in the NFL.
I call it the Kyle Shanahan paradox. He's an incredibly great coach, but he keeps getting in his own way.
All right, speaking of the San Francisco 49ers, and if you want to continue with the GOAT calls, we're here for you. We'll listen to any and all for the GOATs in professional sports. I can't go Shanahan. Shanahan is still the guy.
Possibly.
And he's got another quarterback. This time it is, I think, by all accounts, it's going to be our guy Mac Jones. But Mac Jones is dealing with a bad knee. Mac Jones, so the biggest practice, right, is on Thursday of every week. That's when they put in everything, and that's when they have their longest, most arduous practice. And our man, Mac Jones, didn't throw a pass on Thursday, which was very peculiar and had a lot of people talking. Apparently, you know, they're trying to rest him. He's trying to make sure that he I don't know what's hurting him worse now. Is it the knee? Is it the oblique? But he's not at 100%. And I think we should start there is, of course, it's two guys that have come back from the dead. Speaking of, you know, it's Halloween right around the corner. These two ghouls that were buried back in the day, and I'm talking about Baker Mayfield. Remember Baker Mayfield? They, after Cleveland, former number one pick, they went and got Deshaun Watson. He goes to Carolina. It's like, okay, dig the grave. Just put him in. Headstone, RIP, another bust. See you later. Good night. Let's move on. Mac Jones, after being out there in New England, goes to a Pro Bowl his first year, and then the next 2 years, Belichick, like, he got zappied. He got Bailey zappied at one point. Remember that? Bailey Zappi replaced him. That's how bad it got for him. He becomes irrelevant. Dig the grave. So long. RIP. And now here they are, like, the reclamation projects from the dead now, still alive, and two of the best quarterbacks. I guess everybody's talking about, you know, Baker Mayfield, if the MVP voting were to end today, that he's the guy. I will say this, and I hear a lot of that here on 95.7 The Game. He's the MVP, and this guy's having, he is.
Yeah, the MVP so far.
I'm not, nor will I ever be, a Baker Mayfield guy. And that's, I like the guy. I actually like him. I like his personality. I know he pisses a lot of people off, but watching him play football, at some point he's going to be Baker Mayfield. He's going to make mistakes. And I just, he doesn't have the fluidity, and he doesn't have some of the, he's having a hell of a season. He's a great football player. But I don't go MVP with this guy. Like, he'll make enough mistakes between now and the end of the season where he's just going to be another quarterback, another good quarterback. But let's not get it crooked when it comes to this guy. And that's where I want to start. Here are two 4-1 teams. But you know what happens oftentimes, Sam, this time of the year, is that you get these teams with these bloated records. And more often than not, they're pretenders. Like, this happens this time of the year. And when you look back, you're like, yeah, well, they started at 4-1. And that could apply to both of these teams. I would not be surprised that if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a team that's just okay at the end of the year. And, unfortunately, I think the same can be said of that of the San Francisco 49ers. While they're playing well, to me, the jury is still out. I'm not exactly sure just how good or bad this team is, and I think that's true for both teams in this instance. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the Baker thing is interesting because I do think he has been getting a lot better. He's clearly got a much better situation there in Tampa that's allowed him to really kind of thrive, Dan. I mean, this is a guy
who's playing well.
Ever since he was drafted in 2018, Dan, no one has thrown more interceptions in the NFL than one Baker Mayfield. But a lot of that, obviously, you know, this time with Cleveland, which, you know, you go to Cleveland, you're going to have a bad time. And by the way, how stupid is Cleveland looking these days? Just
let him go and went for Deshaun Watson.
And then they're paying 8 quarterbacks right now, Dan. The Cleveland Browns are paying 8 quarterbacks. But no, Todd Bowles has created an incredible situation here for Baker Mayfield. And he did lead the league in interceptions last year. He had 41 touchdowns, 16 interceptions last year. 10-1 this year, though. And he's leading fourth quarter comebacks. I think all 4 of their wins have been fourth quarter comebacks there. So he is having a revival season. He is kind of having the year that, you know, in a sense, Mac Jones is having with the Niners, though Baker's having, I think, on a bit of a bigger scale there. So, but to your point about, you know, seeing both these teams fade, I think it's easy to understand why that thought might pop up for the Niners, just because, you know, they've had so many injuries. You got to think at some point these injuries are going to catch up to them, but they haven't yet. And in the next 3 weeks, you could see George Kittle back on the field at full strength. You could have Brock Purdy back on the field at full strength. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that's for the individual and the 49er fan to decide for themselves. But, and then, of course, it's the pass rush, I think, is what people are concerned about. One, and then two, the run blocking as well. It's when you don't have a consistent running game and you're a run-first team, and the longer that running game does not work the way it's supposed to, the more and more it feels like the Niners are on borrowed time there. So all those things together, yeah, I could totally see where that thought process would come from. That being said, you know, you are going to be getting healthy over these next few weeks. John Lynch is on the phone talking to guys about, you know, potential pass rush options. Diana Russini is reporting earlier today that, you know, Trey Hendrickson is on the 49ers radar. How realistic that is, I don't know right now, but it's the fact that Hendrickson might even be a possibility, even a long shot, I think is something to cling on to in terms of hope for the rest of this season. I think the Niners, all things considered, they do have some staying power in terms of what we've seen so far. Their flaws, I think, are correctable enough that they can sustain what they've done here in this 4-1 start.
Well, the reason why I think it might be a bit of a house of cards and we just need to let this play out is because if you can't pressure the... I mean, when's the last time we saw a good, and I mean a good football team, and that's what we think the 49ers might be this year, and they certainly are up to this point. But I'm talking about a team that's going to the playoffs or potentially a number one seed out of the NFC or a team that's going to win the division or a team that's going to make a deep run in the postseason. When's the last time you saw a playoff team that can't put pressure on a quarterback?
No, you need to. And that's why if they do make the playoffs, which that's so far away also, by the way, I mean, that's literally, we have to turn the calendar to a whole new year before we even get to the playoffs. So
when's the last time you saw a good football team that not only cannot pressure the quarterback, but can't run the football? I mean, so that's why, I mean, there's just some signs here of like, is this real?
Well, the running of the football, I think, is also because they aren't using McCaffrey as a running back as much. They are using him a lot more as a pass catcher these days. And so I think that kind of takes into it. If he's lining up to go catch passes and not run the ball, then that's going to have an impact on your running game as well. But it's a very good point to be concerned about there. When the receiving core gets more whole, when you have Ricky Pearsall back at full strength, when you got George Kittle back at full strength, you might even get Brandon Ayuk back at some point this year, though that might not be till the last few weeks of the season. I do imagine that when the Niners have to become less reliant on McCaffrey as a pass catcher, and then go back to using him as a running back, I like to believe that that'll inject some juice into the running game. But to your point, Dan, I think this is a Niner team that can definitely make the playoffs right now. You do have a schedule that allows for that to happen. When they get to the playoffs, though, no, you need a running game or a pass rush, one of those two things. And the Niners might get exposed at that point. That's for down the road. You know, you're not there right. Right now, they have a team that is able to win games and nickel and dime these wins together in a very impressive way that Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh have been doing it.
Well, you talk about Kyle Shanahan, he's completely flipped the script. I mean, Kyle Shanahan, as well as his old man, has always cut his teeth on running the football, milking the clock, dictating tempo, long sustained drives with that stretch zone, which was his secret sauce. Only he had the keys to that. Now everybody's ripped him off and everybody has some variation of that running attack. But it was Kyle Shanahan, make no bones about it, that created that innovative way to run the football. Now he's got Mac Jones throwing the ball 50 times in a football game and they're still winning. So there's just something askew here. You know, is this something that they can hang their hat on? Maybe. Maybe it's Mac Jones getting into a drop, you know, 49 times a game. They still don't have an interception this year. They can't pressure. And I think those two go hand in hand. If you're not pressuring a quarterback, understandable that you don't have any picks this year because your DBs oftentimes are as good as your front line or your front four. But the 49ers, the fact that their defense has been suspect and it's sort of this bend but don't break, I don't know. Will that catch up with them?
I mean, eventually they are going to have to get interceptions. That absolutely has to end here.
Turnovers would be nice.
Yes, they have to do that. I mean, they've gotten turnovers. They forced the fumble in week one or against Seattle. They did it again against Spencer Rattler. So, I mean, they could come up with big plays when they need to. But you're right on the bend, don't break. That has to – I would say, yes, they need to start getting turnovers there. That's probably the most important thing. And because the pass rush, unless Mykal Williams takes a massive jump forward, basically what right now is you got a defense that is able to make plays when they need to, but it's not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Not going to be consistent every time.
That's a high wire act.
And that's why I think you have to look at what Shanahan and Saleh are doing. And it is incredible what that 1-2 coaching punch has been able to do this year with the lemonade they've been able to make with the lemons that they have. And that is why I do feel like they can sustain this. Because they've won games that I just in no way, shape, or form thought they would win. That game against Arizona, they won 16-15. They lose that game last year. You know, that game on Thursday night against the Rams, everyone thought that they were going to get absolutely mollywopped in that one. And you end up getting one of the biggest Kyle Shanahan regular season wins that we've seen in quite a long time. Clearly, they're finding ways to win these games game to game. I think Shanahan has even said that it's basically a week-to-week game plan right now. And that's just how they're figuring out. It's 1 week at a time until they have a consistent team here. When they have their consistent team and they still have these issues, then I think you have to ratchet up the concern a little bit. But right now, I'm just enjoying the fact that every week Kyle Shanahan has a new fun way to figure out how to win these games.
And we'll see against what has been a good defense at times for Tampa Bay, although, and I know you're not a big Sam Darnold guy, but man, he is just now a very good NFL quarterback. It's not about just being in Minnesota and just this one weird year where he's throwing to the best wide receivers and Justin Jefferson, Addison and company. I don't know how many people had a chance to see what it is that he did to Tampa Bay last week. Now, he threw the key interception that glanced off a guy's helmet. But Sam Darnold is just, he looks like the prototypical quarterback that was just built someplace in a lab over the offseason at 6'4", 6'5", and just rips that thing and just absolute monster. And he shredded Tampa Bay, both teams going back and forth in a game where both teams scored 30 points or more out there in Seattle. So that was an impressive win by Tampa Bay going into Seattle. The Niners did it earlier this year. And now Tampa Bay gets that turnover. Tampa Bay was trailing by seven with a little more than a minute to go and wins the game in regulation, which was pretty remarkable. They get the touchdown late and then the turnover, kick a field goal. See you later. Let's get on a plane and get the hell out of here. I think that their defense was suspect against – Seattle, and I think it can be exploited by that of Mac Jones and company. I just don't know how healthy Mac Jones is at this point with the oblique and then everything else that's going on with him. Didn't throw a football on Thursday. This kid, Martinez, you know, stand by the ready because this could be your opportunity. I don't know who's the emergency quarterback.
Well, I know they brought in a bunch of quarterbacks yesterday to work out. Desmond Ridder and Nate Sudfeld, I think, or was it Nathan Peterman? Either way, the quarterbacks they brought in to work out yesterday are not quarterbacks you want to see playing on the field on Sunday. It is going to be Mac Jones or Adrian Martinez. And Mac did, yeah, not a whole lot of throwing. We talked to Matt Lively yesterday. He's been at practice this week. Matt Lively, a sports anchor for KPIX Channel 5. He's been at a lot of the practices, a lot of the games, and he pretty much told us, like, Adrian Martinez was the one slinging the ball yesterday. And at the same time, he also said, hope that Mac Jones is the starter tomorrow. Now, Mac did say in his presser on Thursday that, you know, he feels like he should be ready to go. You know, it'll be probably no more on Sunday. He kind of brushed off the whole, if there was a game today, would you be ready to go, blah, blah, blah stuff. But, yeah, it's if you're sending out a less than 100% Mac Jones against this Bucs defense, which is fourth in the league, Dan, in blitz rate right now, they love to create pressure to offset the deficiencies in the coverage there. That's going to be a struggle for Mac, for a guy who is not mobile to begin with and also trying to get around on a bad knee right now.
Yeah, well, that's when you know Kyle Shanahan, to your point, is going to counter with something, either quick release or getting the ball out of his hands. So let's just get back to this because this is a matter of time before we play this game. If Mac Jones, and I think that we have to err on the side of safety when it comes to Brock Purdy, why bring him back? You obviously have a quality backup quarterback.
You're winning games.
But if you continue to win, let's say he wins, let's say he beats Tampa and he beats Atlanta. He continues, he wins the next four or five games. Let's just say they're like, Brock, we're going to sit you, all right? Or he goes on IR, and this thing continues. Is it still a foregone conclusion? Let's just say he wins his next three in a row. Is it still a foregone conclusion that you plug Brock Purdy back into the starting lineup?
I think right now, yes. Right now, my answer is
how many
is
games
yes.
for you, Sam Lubman?
Right now, if I'm playing Before the win, Brock, if you, I'm playing the Brock, when does Brock Purdy come back game? And that'll answer that part of the question. I don't want Brock to come back until the week they play the host the Rams. So I believe that's the week of November 9th, I believe.
How many games in between now and then?
So you got the Falcons on Sunday night, then you have to go to Houston, and then you have to go to New York and play the Giants on their turf is lava field out there at MetLife.
So four games.
So four games, including this one. I want Brock to miss these next four. Now, Kyle Shanahan did, you know, he did say that IR is not looking like a possibility for Brock Purdy. IR, for those who don't know, injured reserve list in football. That means you have to be on it for at minimum of four games. So if Kyle Shanahan is saying he does not believe that the IR is required for Brock, that does tell me that they expect him to be back within these next four games. But in my opinion, Dan, if Kyle Shanahan calls me up and asks for advice, which God, I hope it never gets that bad, I am telling him, do not play him until the Rams come to town. Give Brock all the time he needs to get his toe ready because, again, and Drew Bledsoe was on with us the other day. He said it perfectly. They need to rename that injury turf toe because when you call it just turf toe, it makes it seem like it's not a big deal. Like, oh, you just stubbed your toe or something. Like, it is a legitimate injury that impacts your ability, that affects your ability to throw in a negative way. Yeah, it's like you push off. Like, think about when you walk in your day-to-day life, Dan, how often you're pushing off your big toe to move. Like, we take it for granted because so often our big toe is in a good spot. But it is very much a factor for Brock. And if he comes back less than 100% and that injury is going to impact his performance, which, again, we could have definitive, clear, ironclad proof, Dan, that Brock's performance is hindered by his toe injury. And there will not be a single human being out in the world that will give a flying flip about it. Because you are the franchise quarterback. If you're on the field, you're expected to execute. Injuries are not an excuse. So as long as Mac Jones is winning, he is buying Brock Purdy time to get right and get healthy. This is a $260 million quarterback here, Dan. The Niners cannot afford to screw around with this. and risk making Brock's health worse this year or beyond this year. Mac Jones makes it so much easier to just play it patient with this.
Okay, so back to my original question. If he wins all four of those games, he comes back in as your starting quarterback.
If Brock is healthy, 100% ready to go, no issues with the toe at all, yes, I am starting him the second he is 100%. That said, though, I want the Niners to be very stingy on what 100% looks like. Now, if the Niners split these next four and Mac looks like he's regressing, that might change things a little bit. But as I'm reading the field right now, Dan, I am letting Mac be the hot hand for as long as possible until Brock is truly 100%, not like a fake 100% where he's like 93%, but we're going to round it up to 100.
Well, it's interesting that you had Drew Bledsoe on, and I'm sure that you guys, and I'm assuming this is the Morning Roast, the conversation went here at some point. I'm just going to assume because obviously you've got two of the most talented guys doing it in Spadone and our man Chasky.
We had some good producing that showed up too.
And you as well, obviously. It's the all-star team, but if you go back to when Drew Bledsoe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if you guys, I'm assuming, talked about this, but Drew Bledsoe, in a very similar situation, had just got paid, yet here comes the young man, Tom Brady, and Bledsoe never got his job back. Why? Because Brady continued to win. He wasn't very good. If you remember Brady, his rookie year,
he was okay. The defense is what carried that
team. The defense was good, but
a certain call.
But what he did is that he stacked up win after win after win, where it got to the point, despite the fact that New England had just paid Drew Bledsoe, they never went back to him.
No, and we did talk to him about that, and I got Risotto fishing for the sound clips right now. I'll play those. Maybe on the other side, I'll play what Drew Brees said about that. That is a
Bledsoe.
Did I say Brees? Yeah. Of course. But actually, no, I got right here. Here's what Drew Bledsoe had to say about just kind of what the conversations were like with the coaches during that time.
Coaches are so focused during the season on just trying to win the next game that there's not a whole lot of time. I mean, football's not a touchy-feely sport. You know, it's not about your feelings. It's just about trying to win the next game, and that's what they're focused on. And I'm sure that's where Kyle is. That's where Belichick was. You know, it didn't mean I was happy with the situation, but, you know, it was just, you know, and then, you know, part of the situation with me was that I was out for so long before I was able to practice that, you know, it was like, there just aren't enough reps to get two quarterbacks ready to play. So you really have to make that call. And, you know, and so Belichick obviously made a huge mistake playing that Brady kid because he never turned out to be anything. unfortunately, I taught him too well, man. I raised him and then the little stole my job.
And so, yeah, that's kind of what was going through Bledsoe's mind during that time. And again, it just comes to a point where you do reach a point of no return. But I do remember, again, that Patriots team, very defensive laden there that year. But again, it was...
But it's an example of a guy...
It can happen, yep.
Who not only lost his job, but is somebody that had just got paid. And so if this idea that you just paid Brock, so he's got to be the quarterback, once again, Drew Bledsoe, at the time, I forget what the numbers were.
It was $100
million. $100 million, which was comparable to the $200 million that Brock Purdy just got. We'll continue to talk about it. Your thoughts on Brock Purdy? Or are you in on Mac Jones? What do the 49ers do going forward if this team continues to win? It's Sam Lubman. It's Dan Avone here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
What the hell is this, Pasta?
It's the Good Times theme song. I've played it before.
I got a theme song for the Golden State Warriors that is really going to summarize their season. Everybody excited? You know, there's the walkout music, and there's always a theme for every team this time of the year. I'm going to energize the people. I got the perfect song to get people jacked up. I'll do that for you. And we get into the Warriors.
Is it the old song? The old people song? The AARP theme song?
You're going to appreciate
something
it.
Well, from 1933.
For those of you that can appreciate, because it's going to predate both of you. All right, we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers underdogs getting, I think, three and a half out there in Tampa Bay.
Let me double check on that.
85 degrees. Tampa Bay.
It's a cold Florida day.
Which, by the way, Florida, I like Miami.
About it.
Yeah.
That's all you need to like.
Well, yeah.
Everything outside the comfy confines of Miami is pretty bad.
Only place I feel comfortable in, but I'm a...
Fort Lauderdale's not bad.
I have a darker complexion than two of you, so I ain't going outside of Miami, man. Sure as hell. I'm not going anywhere in the burbs out there in Florida.
There are people who willingly live in Jacksonville. It blows my mind.
Yeah, Jacksonville's a time.
Of course, we got Pitt, Florida State up here, and they're in Tallahassee right now. I mean, that's another one, which, actually, I'm going to be honest, Tallahassee's not an awful town. It is, but it is.
I was in Jacksonville. I gave a talk in Jacksonville. I actually was in a really beautiful hotel, and I wouldn't leave. And I did once just to go get some food, and I felt like everywhere I went, it was a scene from Cops, like the show. Like, who the hell lives in this place? All right, let's get back out to the San Francisco 49ers. We're talking a little Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. Who else? As the Niners will go with Mac Jones, and he could be the quarterback for the foreseeable future. Dave's hanging out in South City, and he wants to talk about it. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Oh, hi there. Appreciate your show. I'm a 50-year-plus Niner fan.
Let's go.
My thought is, I know this may sound ridiculous, but can they do at the training center like an open tryout where just – anybody comes up, they might find a good quarterback that can take care of business while both the quarterbacks heal. That's my thought.
Dave, how's your throwing arm these days?
Not that good.
Okay, hey, maybe that you might qualify. But
hey, Dave, so you go 50 years back with the 49ers. So earlier in the show, I don't know if you heard this, so I misspoke because it was before my time. Do you remember the game out at Kezar, where the Dallas Cowboys came from behind, and there was an onside kick, and everybody and their brother knew it was coming, and a guy by the name of Preston Riley fumbled the football, and Dallas recovered and went on to win that game? Do you remember that game specifically?
No, but my father was probably there.
Did you spend any time in Kezar watching the Niners?
I did not, just like on the radio, listening a little bit. I was born in 61.
All right, Dave. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
For your, I don't know, tryouts. You could have tryouts for kickers. I don't know about quarterbacks.
I think kickers probably be a little bit easier than quarterbacks. Again, they did have some tryouts for quarterbacks yesterday again. But, I mean, I made the point to you last week. The Niners, I think, could have handled their quarterback room. I would like to see them put a little bit more thought into this is a crazy thing to say, but the third string quarterback. Knowing how the reason that Kyle Shanahan, I believe, still has a job is because of the success that he had with his third string quarterback. I feel like the Niners, they should have gone on into this season with three quarterbacks that they truly feel good about winning games with. They had obviously Brock Purdy, who they feel good with. They obviously had Mac Jones, who they felt very good with. Again, this is easier said than done. I'm not saying that finding these quarterbacks is easy, but I do think that more emphasis should have been put on that third-string quarterback spot, that third quarterback spot. You know, they took Curtis Rourke, who they might be opening his practice window soon, but he was never really expected to be an option this year. They do have Adrian Martinez. He was okay when he was in college.
There are a lot of people that are big on him, that see him in practice, that I sort of rely on. They're like, you know, this guy can actually move and throw the football.
Now, it's funny you say it, because again, we did have Matt Lively on yesterday. We asked him, you know, what's Adrian Martinez looking like when he's in practice? And here's what our guy Matt Lively, sports anchor for KPIX, he's down at every 49ers practice. Here's what he had to say about how Adrian Martinez looked at practice.
He was the only one throwing, you know, him and Mick Lombardi. Adrian Martinez looked fine. Do I think that he's going to start on Sunday? No. And I will say this. Everyone speaks really highly of Adrian Martinez. Robert Saleh went off on him yesterday about how great he is. And if you spend a little bit of time with him, how knowledgeable he is and how he's won everywhere he's been. So there's nothing against Adrian Martinez. Just you want Mac Jones starting on Sunday.
So I guess, yeah, to your point there, Dan, there is an optimism about him. And we don't know a lot about him. We almost saw him last Thursday in L.A. So if Adrian Martinez is that third-string quarterback that they do trust to that level, then I'll retract everything I'm saying right now. But until we know that for sure, like, I feel like that is a situation that I should just take it a little bit more seriously until I'm wrong on that, which, you know, hey, I'd be down to be wrong on that.
Yeah, I don't know how much you can invest on a third-string quarterback. I mean, I think that this is their investment. This is what they think is the best option. Again, because you're talking about salary caps, you can only... I mean, you got Mac Jones. The other thing about Mac Jones is everybody thinks that this is just an audition for him, and next year he's going to be sort of like what Sam Darnold was a year ago, and that he's going to sign a contract, and this is sort of a tryout, and he's going to go to an NFL football team that needs a starting quarterback. He has a 2-year deal. So You have, which works well for the 49ers, because if he plays well this season and he auditions well, well, he can't just walk. You can trade him.
Yeah.
So you can get some value back for Mac Jones. But I hear this all the time, man. I'm sorry. I keep going back to this. It's like, you shouldn't have paid Brock. You should not have paid Brock. And then to your point, you have to pay somebody at the end of the day. But I still think, and this could never happen, but I do believe, and I know you're not in on this. I'm going to piss a lot of people off for whatever reason. They don't like
piss them off, Dan.
But Sam Darnold was the guy that you needed to invest in. And I know Sam Darnold.
Well, now you piss me off.
Wow, dude.
I just don't think I'm ever going to be able to be a guy who can truly believe in Sam Darnold to that level. I think Sam Darnold can win you regular season games. The playoffs are a different animal. And
he played in one.
Brock had a rough go a little bit against the Packers, but for the most part, I think Brock has played well in the playoffs. I've said it ad nauseum. Brock is not one of the reasons why the 49ers lost that Super Bowl in Allegiant Stadium a couple of years ago. And I don't think that Sam Darnold carries this team to a Super Bowl in the way that Brock Purdy was able to. Not carries. Let me retract that. I don't think Sam Darnold leads this team to a Super Bowl in the same way that Brock Purdy is able to.
Mm.
And Mac Jones, honestly, I'm not sure either. The lack of mobility, I think, is a big knock for me, because I do think Brock's been able to extend plays with his legs when the protection breaks down. He's able to make plays that way. He pushes the ball downfield, I think, a lot better than people are willing to give him credit for, Brock Purdy. Getting back into the Mac aspect of this, though, because Mac has guided this offense in a way that in three games, the sample size looks as good as it ever has. I mean, we've seen Jimmy Garoppolo lead this offense very well. We don't know what Sam Darnold would have looked like running this offense. And obviously, we've seen Brock. Mac has definitely successfully led this offense to a degree that you should be trusting him. Niner fans should have all the trust in him right now. The question I have, Dan, you know, we were asking, you know, last segment, if Mac keeps winning, what do you do? Well, I'm kind of curious, as we go into Tampa, a team that blitzes a lot, Vita Vea is in the middle of that defensive line. He is an absolute beast on that defensive line. One of the best D tackles in the game. I expect he is licking his chops at the prospect of going against guys like Jake Brendel and Connor Colby. Against a rough pass rush, if Mac Jones has a rough day tomorrow in Tampa, then what do you do? I want to flip the question we asked on the previous segment. And he's
healthy at the end of the game?
Yeah, if Mac is healthy, and let's say Brock's status is still where it's at, where he's still progressing, he's not 100% yet. I guess the question I has Mac Jones played well enough to where he's kind of earned some leeway if he has a dud game? You know, like, are we going to, if he throws two interceptions tomorrow and the Niners lose and he's the reason, am I going to be taking phone calls on Monday of, nope, you got to go back to Brock, Mac's done, we're out on Mac.
Well, yeah, you're always going to take those phone calls.
Yeah, those are going to be there, but how widespread do you think? Has Mac earned enough leeway to where if he has a dud on the road against a playoff caliber team, are we holding that against them, or are we understanding the nuance of around everything that transpired?
I think absolutely he's your starter against Atlanta the following week.
Oh, I agree.
He's got to be your guy. And yes, it's not as though this guy hasn't played football before. We've seen him be good in the NFL his rookie year, and we've seen quarterbacks that have been able to flourish under Kyle Shanahan. This isn't, you know, he may have a bad game, but I do think that there is substance to this, that this isn't just an outlier. And, you know, a couple of games where, you know, Mac Jones has lucked out and played well. This is real. Is he better than Brock Purdy? I agree with you. Probably not. I think the one thing that Mac Jones does now that Brock Purdy used to do is that Mac Jones is under very, as a backup quarterback, you always are. He has a very short leash with that of Kyle Shanahan. And one of the reasons why I think he's successful is that the ball comes out so quickly and that he's immediately going to his read. We talked about this. Kyle Shanahan is telling him, as he tells every quarterback, just listen to me. I'm going to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Scheme guys open, all right? You throw it to them. We will win, and guess what? You will get paid, or you will get an opportunity to be a starting quarterback somewhere else. Now, Brock Purdy used to buy into that when he was Mac Jones and or the backup quarterback and or the last guy taken in the NFL draft, where he was this wide-eyed guy and said, yep. Okay, yes, sir, no, sir, Kyle Shanahan. I think over the years, what's happened with Brock Purdy is that he's like, yeah, I'll do what you say, but I'm beginning to read my own headlines. I'm beginning to hear what Sam Lubbin's saying about me. Yeah, I am sort of an athlete, and I have escapability. And what you're seeing him do now more than you saw, say, a couple of years ago, is looking for that home run, is trying to extend plays. And now more than ever, I think you're seeing him trying to fit into windows as opposed to, say, that first year or second or third year, or second year especially, where he was just Kyle Shanahan's pupil. Throw here, throw there. That's my first read. That's where it's going. I'm staying within the program. Now he's got a little swagger. And I think he's trying to hit the home run. And I think as a result, he's throwing a lot more interceptions. And Mac Jones is what Brock Purdy once was. And I think Brock Purdy, if he does come back, and when he does take over his job, I think that he needs to get back to being sort of what we've seen Mac Jones be over the last month.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think I've mentioned it a lot. It's been brought up a lot. Brock Purdy is he when he tries to do too much, especially late in games, he gets a little tight. I do think he gets in his own head a little bit. Brock is at his worst when he's trying to be Superman. He doesn't need to be Superman. He just needs to go out and, as you said, just get the job done. And I think the reason that Brock Purdy has been the most successful of Kyle Shanahan's quarterbacks is because I think Brock just has the best understanding of Kyle Shanahan's offense. I think when it comes to decoding the Dead Sea Scrolls that is Kyle Shanahan's playbook, Brock has done it better than anyone else. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo ever had as much of a grasp on the playbook as Brock Purdy did. And Jimmy was very limited athletically as a quarterback, and that eventually caught up to him. I just don't think he was athletic enough to truly operate this offense correctly. And Mac Jones, I think, is closer to Jimmy than he is to Brock athletically. And so I am kind of curious how, as we see more tape of Mac Jones, you know, and teams are able to kind of get more of a read in terms of what he can and cannot do in Shanahan's offense, I'm curious how that affects his play long term. We'll get to that eventually. But Brock Purdy does have that understanding. If he does keep it simple, and I do hope that his time away is allowing him to kind of reset his mind a little bit in that sense, I do hope that the lesson he takes away from this absence is dial it back just a notch on the field, let these things develop a little bit more, just do what the play asks of you, and don't try and mix and match stuff too much, because although I love that he does try to do that, because I think really great quarterbacks are able to make those adjustments at the line, I don't think that's really a feature of the Kyle Shanahan offense that he needs to be getting into in terms of switching things up the line like he tries to do.
Yeah, and I think once you get paid, you also are like, you know what? I'm not that little farm boy coming out of Iowa a couple of years ago. I got money, man. I'm one of those guys. I'm making $55 million a year. Yeah, Shanahan,
I can do this.
I know what it is that you want me to do, but there's more than I can do. You see how much money I'm making these days? Come on.
It's become, I think, now an annual tradition now over the last couple of years. You know, Kyle Shanahan, when he does his pre-training camp appearance on the TK show, there's always a back and forth between Tim Kawakami and Kyle Shanahan about how much of the offensive responsibility is going to be given to Brock. You know, the ability to make audibles at the line of scrimmage, change things up. Because remember, Kyle doesn't really like that. You know, one of the reasons why it was believed that Kyle and Brady, the Tom Brady, that marriage never really happened was because Kyle Shanahan didn't want a quarterback who would come in and make a bunch of changes at the line of scrimmage. I think that's part of the reason. And that's always been kind of a back and forth there. Are you giving Brock that leeway or are you not giving Brock that leeway? And Shanahan's always kind of downplayed how little leeway Brock has. But at the same time, there's probably a belief on Brock's side that, as you said, Dan, once you get paid, once you are that guy, you want to show that you can take the offense to the next level on your own and you don't need the coach. Because Brock Purdy, I'm sure he heard during his MVP caliber season, 23,
he's just a system quarterback. It's the Shanahan system making him look good.
Brock probably wants to break that narrative, and I respect that ability. Don't force it, though. And at the end of the day, like, who cares if you're a system quarterback? If you're a system quarterback in Kyle Shanahan's offense, that means you're a damn good quarterback, because this system does make you a very good quarterback. Yeah. We saw Jimmy Garoppolo be a competent quarterback under this system. Sam Darnold might have been a competent quarterback under this system. We don't know. We never really got to see him in a real game.
I don't know why you're out on Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
He would have been the best of all of them. But
no, unfortunately, we don't live in that timeline. We live in the worst timeline. And then we're seeing it right now with Mac Jones in terms of how Shanahan's system is turning him into a superstar. Well, not a superstar, but a very, very good quarterback. So you don't need to force it as Brock has been doing. I hope this time away does allow him to kind of come to that re-realization that just, it's like whenever you go on a first date, Dan, what do you always say? Just be yourself. That's all you got to do, Brock. Just be yourself. It's going to be all good.
You know, I wanted to go somewhere with the first date. By the way, how's the love life out of nowhere?
It's happening.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm not sure. I was hesitant to pull that trigger, but what the hell?
Your mind is in the gutter.
So, listen, it is Kyle Shanahan at the end of the day.
That was definitely a response to some Steiny said. That Evan drop right there. You want to play that again there, Steven?
Your mind is in the gutter.
Yeah, that's definitely a response to some Steiny said.
I was just talking about love life doesn't necessarily
Oh, my God,
gutter.
I'm salivating.
I mean,
I don't like that one at all.
It is, you know, you're a man about town, and I know that you have.
Yeah, you know, hey, I have my good. I'm like Brock Purdy. I have my good days and my bad days.
All right.
As long as my toe's all good. Let's Which right now my toe is good, so you know. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, heck yeah.
Thank you.
Speaking of love lives.
So here's the thing. I think it is Kyle Shanahan at the end of the day, and I do think it's the system. Now listen, is Brock Purdy a good quarterback? Yes. But you can't convince me that you went to a darn Super Bowl with your man Jimmy Garoppolo. There's no way in hell you could convince me that the same wouldn't happen with Sam Darnold. He wouldn't have ridiculous success as he's having with Seattle, as he had with Minnesota, with Kyle Shanahan. And there's a reason why Kyle Shanahan coveted coveted him and brought him to San Francisco. You can't tell me that had he drafted Mac Jones in 2021, that the 49ers wouldn't have enjoyed as much, if not more, success with 4 years of having Kyle Shanahan blowing into your ear. So, yes, Brock Purdy has been good, but I think at the end of the day, it is Kyle Shanahan. I really do. And whether you want to call it the system, whatever, but you win with all of those quarterbacks. So I know Brock Purdy got paid, and he should feel very fortunate because you could have easily paid Mac Jones had you drafted him. You could have easily, again, to me, paid Sam Darnold, who I think would have been the best long-term option because that guy can look over a front four and deliver the football and not have it get batted down at the line of scrimmage. He can make all the throws. Sam Darnold, I'm telling you. And the other
until
guy,
he throws it to the other team, which he did last week against the Bucs, because in the clutch, that's just what happens. Darnold, when it matters most, he turns into a pumpkin. We saw him in the playoffs last year. We saw it last week. That, at the end of the day, Dan, is why I just...
But Sam one Darnold, game, can, one game in the
it's
playoffs.
It's been a couple games, and it's just...
Against the Los Angeles Rams, who had the most fierce pass rush and came out of nowhere.
Again, Brock didn't barf on himself in the way that Sam Darnold has.
Yeah, but that's... I don't think
I think
fair.
That matters. I do think that matters.
I think... Okay, how's this? Why don't we have this conversation at the end of this year?
You can do that.
And so when we see what Sam Darnold does for another team... All right, and if he puts together another successful season, and I will give it to you at the end of this year, if he barfs on himself again in the postseason, then there's something there.
I think again,
but I think one game against the Los Angeles Rams after what it is that he did throughout the regular season isn't fair. And when you look at that dude, again, you cannot dismiss 6'4 being able to make all those throws. That throw, I want everyone to bring it up. If you have an opportunity and you're near YouTube or you can get on – if you have a device in front of you...
We all have our phones in our hands right now.
Go back to when the Niners played the Minnesota Vikings and the Vikings are backed up on their own 3-yard line and he throws a pass, which to this day I still don't understand the physics of it. He looks as though he's throwing it from me to you. It is the softest, easiest release of a ball that traveled like it was a punt for crying out loud. I mean, he flipped the field with this damn thing. It went like 75 yards in the air. There are few guys that can do that. Now, strong arm quarterbacks, again, what do they mean at the end of the day? But he's also very smart and can go through the progression that exactly what Kyle Shanahan wants. Mm-hmm. It's like the man with two brains. That's a Steve Martin shout out. Like, I can have the perfect woman and the brains as well. Like, that's who he is. Like, Kyle Shanahan doesn't have to compromise. Well, Brock Purdy is so good and he can exercise my offense. But, you know, he's not the prototypical quarterback. I wish he was a little taller, and I wish his arm was a little bit stronger. Mac Jones, I wish Mac Jones had the sort of, because Mac Jones' arm strength is sort of meh, but he's smart. Sam Darnold gave you all that. Now, he's not the sort of athlete. Maybe Brock Purdy runs a faster 40 than...
Well, again, yeah, Brock's more mobile, which, again, I bring that up
but
a lot, but it's a big part of it.
The upside was Sam Darnold being your guy that can do all of these things as far as throwing a football and then implementing your innovative offense. That's what Kyle Shanahan drools over. And he missed the guy. It didn't work out, right? They were passing ships. But that's the guy, I think, long-term, who the 49ers should have invested in. I know it's just me. For whatever reason, you and a lot of people hate
Sam.
Darnold.
I don't know if Sam Darnold behind this offensive line would really look that good right now either. I mean, it's...
Well, if Mac Jones can look good, Sam Darnold good. They're basically the same guy in terms of athleticism.
I mean, Sam Darnold had one of the best offensive lines in football last year, and he still got sacked 48 times. Like, that's hard to do when you have a offensive line that is as good
as the
one
that
he had.
Would you say his athleticism is about the same on par with Mac Jones?
Yeah, I'd say it's a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's exactly that. I think that he would be doing exactly what Mac Jones is doing, except he's got, again, a cannon for an arm. And they're about the same height, aren't they? About 6'4", I'd say. Mac Jones, don't you think Mac Jones is a deceptive 6'4"?
So, yeah, so Sam Darnold's listed as 6'3", whereas Mac Jones is listed also at 6'3". Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. I haven't seen him stand next to each other, so.
It seems like Sam Darnold's a lot taller.
Sam Darnold does look like a little bit. Yeah, he's 6'3", 225. Mac Jones is 6'3", 220. So they're basically the same size overall. But, you know, Sam Darnold's hair, maybe a little bit taller.
The mustache does not work on that guy.
Mm. On Darnold? I didn't know he was going
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. Like, going retro and bringing things back, I'm all for it. I'm wide open. The mustache just does not work for me. I don't know.
Some people.
Are you good with the mustache?
I don't do the mustache, no. That does not really work for me as well.
All right.
So. Next week, I'll have one.
You're going full-on beard these days, Boston.
Yeah.
Is the girlfriend
I'll bring a mustache next time. She does like it.
If the girlfriend said,
there you go. If the girlfriend likes it, that's all you need.
If she told you to shave, would you?
I have shaved and it did not go well.
So I'm just kind of looking up some, as we're talking here, just looking up some of the numbers in terms of, you know, on target throws and stuff like that between Darnold and Brock and Mac Jones. Of the three, who do you think has the highest per football reference? Who do you think has the highest on target percentage of those three in their career? Acknowledging that the careers are not the same.
Yes, the career on Sam Darnold and Mac Jones, the first three.
Well, again, there's a little bit longer time, but again, I'll just say it. Brock Purdy has 77% career on target throw percentage. Mac Jones right behind him at 75. Sam Darnold is 62% in terms of his on target throw percentages. So
did you see him his first 3 years with the Jets?
I mean, that doesn't, being on the Jets doesn't impact your ability to throw the ball inaccurately. That's just you being inaccurate.
When you lose confidence, I mean, come on. When you go to New York, all things out the door.
I mean,
when Adam Gase says, "Welcome, I am going to teach you how to be a football player." I'm sorry, man. I'm not going statistic heavy on anything that poor Sam Darnold did the first 3 years in his career. And then after that, it's like, Matt Rhule, let me teach you how to be a quarterback down here.
I don't think accuracy is impacted by what team you're on, but that's just me.
Well, he's accurate as hell right now.
He is having a good year this year. I will say that.
All right. We continue on 95.7 in the game. Guess what time it is? Say, you know what, Sam? I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to let you do it.
You let me do what?
Well, it's time for the Warriors. I'm not a, you know.
Oh, you want me to pull up the Kuminga crisis?
Yeah, we'll do that on the next.
Can't do it.
I got it right here.
Oh, my God.
Kuminga crisis.
Never gets old. Kuminga had a quiet week this week, though.
It's next. 95.7 the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.